This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Caregivers around the world today, it's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned. On the show where you can find help and hope. It may be a laugh, it may be just some information, maybe just some resources, because that's what we're here to do. Like I say all the time, I have an answer to a lot of the questions, but if you have a question or you need a resource and I don't have the answer, I know somebody who does. Because we're so blessed to be in a world today where we're having more conversations about aging, about caregiving. You know, when I first started doing this 15 years ago, nobody was talking about it. Caregivers didn't even know they were caregivers. I couldn't even, like, have a caregiver support group because they're like, I'm not a caregiver. But we're here today. And we have Ed on the boards. Hey, Ed, how you doing?
You're missing somebody in there.
Yes.
You know, I thought we're a few days out from Halloween that she was going to come in here in some giddy-up outfit.
You know, I'm a little disappointed. If she got a report card for this year, absence.
You got to remember, she stiffed us on St. Patty's Day, too.
I'm telling you, if she got a report card this year for absence, oh. Yep. But unfortunately,
they call her parents at the end of the show.
Yes. Find out where
she better have a doctor's note.
Yes. But unfortunately, my best friend, co-host, and sidekick, not psychic, Lynn, is not here today. She pulled her back out, which really stinks. So we love you, Lynn, and hopefully we'll see you next week. Okay. So first, I just want to say a shout-out to our newest listeners. We have Kiki in Milwaukee. We have Sarah in Seminole, and we have Tara in Tampa. So, as I always say, there's plenty of room around the Connecting Caregivers table for more listeners, whether you listen on AM/FM or YouTube or Facebook or wherever they'll take me. We're here just to help you out. We also have a guest on the show today, Patsy Stills, which we're going to talk in the second half of the show. And we found out before the show that we know each other and more things than we even did, right?
That's right.
So I'm so glad that you're here today. And I want to give a real big shout out to my brother, David, because this week he had brain surgery. DBS, it's called deep brain stimulation for people with Parkinson's. They actually drilled a hole in his brain and put electrodes in there. And in 7 days, there's a second part where there's like a monitor. And everything has to be tweaked over a period of 6 months. And then maybe they do the second half of the brain. But I've heard fabulous, fabulous things about it. One of my friends from Kiwanis, his brother-in-law had it done. And he couldn't speak before, and now he speaks. And he's back playing golf. So please, you know, if you say a prayer, say a little prayer for my brother. I'm so grateful that my sister Pat and her husband Wayne are there in New York giving support to my brother and his wife Kathy. And my sister Pat is like Miss Nurse personified. So it's really good to have that. So I'm very grateful. So love you, brother. We'll talk soon. So we have a guest that's calling in on the show today, and her name is Kim Westmore. Do we have Kim on the line?
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Hi, honey. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Joyful and grateful.
Oh, I'm so in awe of our medical professions that can do a surgery like that for your brother.
Oh, my God. Yes, it's unbelievable. And the things they can do, the different technologies and the different things that happen every day. I got a thing in the mail the other day in my mailbox, a little postcard about some new Alzheimer's study. And I signed up for it. So I figure I need to learn everything I can learn, too, and who knows?
We do need to learn.
Yeah, we do need to learn. So we just became friends just a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
Because, like I say, LinkedIn and all the different people we meet that introduce us to other people is absolutely wonderful. So tell our listeners a little bit about you and your background first, and then we'll talk about PillMap.
Sure. Well, I have a career in emergency preparedness training, and that I'm still very active in that. I'm a mother of four. I'm a grandmother. I'm a widow. And I have a very full and enjoyable life. My passion has kind of evolved, and I think that's how we connected, and that's where my heart is, and it's in the caregiving arena, but specifically around medication management, mm-hmm. which is, you know, key to healing and just such a basic thing. So that, in a nutshell, I'm 65 years old. I've lived, you know, through some highs and some lows, like I'm sure all of you have, and I'm just very, very happy to be on your show today.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're here today, because I think PillMap can really help a lot of people. And you know what the thing is, which I love meeting people like you and new people, is everybody creates something out of a need.
Yes.
All because we're taking care of our loved ones, and we just want things to be better for them.
Exactly.
And then when we find something that works, we want to share it. You know, it's so important that we do that.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it gives people a lot more security and knowing what's going on. That's the information I want to bring to people. So I have the pill map here for our listeners that are watching on YouTube or on Facebook. You can see it. So tell us a little bit about it.
And I can tell. Okay. So just to give a little history on it. My very independent parents became very dependent on care, both within a 3-month period of time.
Both.
My mom broke her neck, and my dad collapsed of a heart incident, but he already was well into Alzheimer's. And so suddenly, I had to step into that role, which I know my story is not unique. I used to think it was. So,
yeah.
So what we can all relate to, I'm sure, is that suddenly I had to step into a world that I was very unfamiliar with.
Right.
And for me, my biggest obstacle, just to cut to the chase, was protecting my parents from being mismedicated.
Yeah.
Because they were taken great care of in the hospitals for the initial emergency.
Right.
And then once they were ready to be released and they wanted to come home, and we wanted them to come home.
Right.
And we have a large family, and so we were all on it. You know, we had a big team. I was the quarterback. We had a big team, and we got them home, and the first thing they told us was someone will show up within 24 to 48 hours to go over your parents'
plan.
Medication,
right.
And your plan. So for me, those were the scariest 24 hours that I've had, because you're trying to keep this person alive that you love, and they've sent them home, and you've got a bag of pills.
Right.
And white papers, 10 sheets of white papers explaining.
And you're scared. Things. And you're stressed.
Scared, tired.
Yeah.
I have a brother that's a doctor, a daughter that's a nurse, and we were all trying to figure this out. My brother's a radiation oncologist, so, you know, this wasn't his
right.
thing either. And so, but we bravely went into it, but naively. Because we thought it's going to be clear.
Yeah.
You know, they're not going to try to confuse us. They're not going to put 0.5 instead of saying cut a pill in half.
Right.
They're not going to put 0.5. So anyway, within those first weeks, really, we discovered that pills were dropped on the floor.
Yeah.
Pill boxes that we sat together and filled had certain days that actually had one less pill. And then we'd go back. How did we miss that one?
Right.
And
then you
just
have the pills that look exactly the same.
Exactly. Look exactly the same.
And then you have the pills that looked one way last month, but when I had my prescription refilled, it looks different.
Exactly. So that that's, you know, a month down the line. But I'm in that first,
oh my God,
week. So, and I have found so many people that actually have made their own pill map. And I think you said this as well, Linda. We taped pills to a piece of paper with clear Scotch tape, and then we wrote to the right of it what the pill was, what it did, and when they were supposed to take it, because we needed something clear to pass from family member to family member to paid caregiver that was clear and would keep them safe. And, you know, that worked. So I, pill map, it, that is, now I'm selling it, you know, and people are using it all over the place. They, it is just the, you know, the final iteration of that piece of paper that every doctor loved when we showed up an appointment.
Of
when
course.
We came in with that.
And what about when something happens and the EMT comes?
Oh my gosh.
All of a sudden, a surprise, unfortunately, we have to make a visit to the hospital. Are you going to be like, even if you have them written down on a piece of paper, sometimes you don't change it when the one medication changed, or you forget to take one off, and then you want to be like grabbing a bag with all your meds in there. But to have this on the pill map, I mean, there's a spot for each pill, and then the name of the medication, the dosage, and then I guess you could check it off. It's morning, midday, evening, or bedtime.
Right. And if you look at the bottom, Linda, you see that there's a number. So if you have 8 pills in your pill box for your morning,
right,
then there's a number that shows there, and it's an easy cross-reference. So, you know, it's just the most basic. It's so opposite of the high-tech, go on an app, look at your meds. It's the complete opposite, but I'm telling you, every EMT, every hospital admission when we've been in the emergency room and we see other people coming in, have been thankful.
Let's say I'm a caregiver, okay? So, or my sister's the caregiver for my mom, and now I'm going to come in from out of town, and I'm going to take care of my mom for a couple days so my sister gets some respite care. If she gives me this, it's so much easier for everybody. And then I don't feel like so nervous. What if I give her the wrong pill?
Right. And my mom is bedridden because of that broken neck. And anyway, she's actually very clear-minded. And we do have different caregivers fill in. And my mom has said to the caregiver, no, I'm not supposed to take that blue pill, because my mom just remembers it being a different color, right?
Right.
And then the caregiver says, well, let's look at the pill map. And I have switched out the pink pill for the blue pill, and that makes my mom feel comfortable that she's receiving the right medicine.
Yeah. Because it gets a little scary when people you don't know are giving you meds.
I know. It's a world that I didn't think existed, but I am passionate about taking that changeable, fixable, you know, part of the puzzle out. You know, there's too many things we can't control, but even when the big buzzword now is de-prescribing, you know, because people are taking
too many meds,
more meds than they should, or they collide with each other.
Exactly.
So I'm all about that, and I think that taking that filled pill map to your pharmacist and your doctor and saying, look, these are all the pills I'm taking right now.
It's such a visual.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
It's such a visual. And when I look at it, too, on the flip side, there's a place to fill in, like, other medications, like over-the-counter stuff, or sprays,
liquid,
or injectables, or medical marijuana, or whatever it is. There's allergies, there's an emergency contact, and then the doctor, the insurance company, and the pharmacy information.
Right, so I still take mine when I go get my mom's medications. They'll say, what is her insurance number? And I just turn over. I have a duplicate of hers at my house.
Yeah.
And I just take it with me and read it off. And, you know, I feel very proud that I can take care of her that way.
Yeah.
You know, the basics.
And it gives you some peace of mind. And another thing I love about this is it's erasable.
Yeah.
So if somebody's not taking a certain medication anymore, you know, you don't have to, because they do get a lot of meds. You don't want to have to carry around two or three pill maps.
Well,
hopefully
we
never more than one.
This was a family affair. You know, when I thought, listen, we need to help, we need to make this for other people. At first we thought, oh, we're going to get rich. This is a great thing.
And then,
But what we did learn was that medications change so often that even though you can open the blister and change the pill, it was very messy to have to cross out if the pill name was changing, the generic name.
Right.
So that's when I decided, you know, we need to provide an erasable pen, you know, and just change it so that people don't have to rewrite all that information on the back, all the other information when one pill changes.
Yeah. Yeah. So how has your response been from, like, senior communities or, like, home health care companies? I think home health care companies, you know, have different caregivers coming in all the time. What a good tool this would be for them.
Exactly. So I'm in California, and the pharmaceutical school and a hospital really latched onto it right off, and they bought a bulk, and they sent those pill maps home to their preferred home health providers.
Mm-hmm.
So that home health provider would show up at that home the first visit to reconcile the medications. And that study kind of got broken up during COVID, but the results were lowering readmissions to hospitals just for medication errors. And so most of the pill maps, 95%, are bought individually online, either on the website or on Amazon. Someone else sells it on Amazon. They buy it from me and sell it. So that's 95% of our sales, and the others are bulk from home health companies that send out caregivers and from independent pharmacies.
Oh, interesting. Independent pharmacies, that's brilliant.
Yeah, because they want the relationship.
Exactly, those small pharmacies that you used to go to when you were a kid.
Exactly, so they want to talk to that person. They want to say, hey, you know, Phil, we want to know what supplements you're taking as well. We want to help you. We don't just want to fill your prescription.
Yeah. There's something to be said about independent pharmacies. You know, it's the same pharmacist there many times for 20, 30 years.
I love them.
You know,
when
you go somewhere else, there could be a different pharmacist every time. And when you go to let's say it's a big box store pharmacist, there's no time for you. You're lucky you even get your prescription. Never mind, you're going to talk to a pharmacist.
Right. And there is something about, I don't know if your listeners realize that when your records are up, say you're with a carrier and the insurance company or your medical carrier pulls up your meds.
Right.
And you're at the hospital for an emergency. They see your meds that you're on, and they see your meds that you're not on. And it's very confusing. They don't take it off. They don't remove it.
Really?
They don't. And it's a hitch in the system. They're told to look deeper, but my mom went to a different hospital for an emergency on this one day, and I wasn't able to get there. My brother got there, but they took the pill map with them. And the pharmacist there at the hospital called me, because I'm the emergency person, and he said, I'm cross-referencing here, and there's digoxin or metoprolol, I forget which one it was, and I'm showing it here, but I don't see it in the pill map. I said, yes, because they took her off that a year ago.
A year ago.
Yeah, a year ago.
Yeah.
But he says, but it's still showing. And then I went to the doctor, and he said, oh, yeah, we don't take them off because if we want to re-prescribe,
we might have to put in a few more keyboard strokes.
Right. it's, I don't, I, I've dug a little deeper, and it's more about the computer system than it is about what they want.
Yes, there is something to say about independent pharmacies.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so, my friend, where can my listeners find you?
So I have a website, and it's just pillmap.com, okay. P-I-L-L-M-A-P, like a map that you need to guide you. And it's also sold on Amazon. So okay. I'm happy either way. I'm also happy to talk to anyone that is an independent pharmacist or a home health provider that wants to buy them wholesale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being with me today. I
Thank
so appreciate
you, Linda.
You.
You're a breath of fresh air.
Thanks. Have a delicious weekend.
Thank you. You too.
And now it's time to hear from our wonderful partners, because you know the deal. If you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library, or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help, because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
Sean W. Scott has been practicing elder law and qualifying clients for Medicaid for over 30 years. While his practice is in all areas of estate planning, such as durable power of attorney, healthcare surrogates, and wills, he also prides himself on having a 100% accuracy rate on getting clients approved for Medicaid. Why Medicaid, you may ask? Do you want to pay up to $16,000 a month for a nursing home should the time come? Obviously, no one wants to have to endure this cost. So, even though you may have planned well for retirement, the reality is, things happen. Planning ahead is never too soon. You need to make sure your income and assets are protected so that you can take care of you and your loved ones. Florida law is very specific on how and what is protected and how to protect it. Give Sean a call. He can help. 727-539-0181. That's 727-539-0181.
My mom was getting older, but she was able to live pretty independently until recently. When her case manager told me she would be discharged from rehab in just a few days, I didn't know what to do. But I knew for sure that she couldn't go back living alone at home. So that's when I contacted Sunway's Senior Living Concierge. My Senior Living Concierge, Lisa, was there for me through the whole process and was a free service for us to compare in-home care options and how that cost would compare to assisted living. With Lisa's help, we found a great new home for Mom, and she is thriving. Take it from me, don't go through this journey alone.
Hi, I'm Ellie Baldwin, co-founder and president of Sunway's Senior Living Concierge. We're a free placement and concierge service for families to help compare senior living communities and find the best place for you or a loved one. Call us today at 727-314-6451 or find us online at sunwaysseniorliving.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
And we're back. You know, and I was just chatting with Patsy during the break. I love this pill map because I'm not on any meds, but I take different vitamins, and sometimes I buy the vitamin in one place. Most of them, you know, certain ones I get the same place all the time, and then I'm like, how many, like, milligrams was that, or how many, you know? So, yeah, it could be a really good thing. So, Patsy, I'm so glad that you're here today, and we're here today to talk about the National Exchange Club and what that is and what's going on for veterans, because I love veterans. They have a place in my heart. My husband was a veteran. My grandson-in-law is in the military right now in Colorado Springs.
Oh, nice.
So, I'm now a great-grandmother.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! I have a lot of respect for the military. I have a lot of respect with my Qantas group. We do the Field of Honor in Seminole, and the flags will go up November 1st. And this year we have 600 flags.
That's great.
7 years ago, it started was 28 flags.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go by there and you just see those flags, your heart swells.
Mm-hmm.
It's just absolutely fabulous. So a friend of mine, Jillian Rose, said, you need to know about this event that's coming up. And then when I looked into it further, I said, I think I need to talk and have them on the show and hear more about it.
That's great. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, I'm so glad. So tell me about it and how you're involved in it. And
sure. Well, our event coming up is our inaugural Veterans Expo. And with the whole idea behind that was, you know, let's look at what we can do during November because we have Veterans Day.
Yeah.
And we're always doing something in exchange to promote Americanism and support veterans and things. So we thought, why not have an expo where we bring in veteran-owned businesses and other businesses that serve the veteran community and help caregivers as well, and also bring in the veterans to just come see what's available.
We have a lot of veterans here.
We sure do. We sure do. So it was a win-win. We thought, just make a free event. We do have sponsorships that were from companies that wanted to support the cause and come in and showcase their services. And we have a lot of nonprofits also involved that are coming in. And, for the nonprofits, we just said, you know, come on in, set up a table, just bring a raffle item that we can raffle off. And we're raising money to help the Homeless Empowerment Program, the HEP program that's here locally. They do so much.
They've been on the show before.
Have they, yeah.
Yeah, and no veteran should be homeless.
No. No
veteran should be hungry.
No.
You know, it just, I have tears in my eyes right now. It's just not right.
It is not. But we're going to make a difference, and hopefully this will be a big event that we have every year. It'll grow and grow, and this year we have about 20 tables or so set up. It's free to everybody. Everyone can come. It's November 4th from 10 a.m. to
next
4
week.
P.m. Yeah.
At?
It's at the Pinellas Park Performing Arts Center, and it's open to the public. Like I said, it's free. There's parking.
And the hours again?
It's from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Okay. And I see you have a 50-50 drawing and some raffle items and things like that. That's always fun.
We sure do. It really helps just, you know, generate some excitement during the event. We have these wonderful raffle baskets that have been created and all sorts of different kinds of items.
Everybody loves to win a prize.
They do. And so everyone who comes in will get a free ticket for the raffle. They can buy more tickets if they want, but everyone who comes in
gets a chance.
Gets a chance. And then, you know, the 50-50, that's always popular. And, you know, I've seen some of our 50-50s raise $3,000.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I've seen some. You know, they're always over $1,000. It's just great. To give
people want to help.
Yeah.
People want to help, and then they want an opportunity to win some money. Why
that's
not?
That's right. It's a win-win. Sure.
But what is the National Exchange Club that is sponsoring this event?
Yeah, National Exchange. Actually, Exchange is all around us, and I'll show you ways that we're all connected to Exchange somewhere locally. But the National Exchange Club is actually the oldest service organization in America. It's actually older than Rotary.
And Kiwanis?
A lot of people in Kiwanis, yeah.
Wow.
It's the first one, and it's 112 years old now. And the National Exchange Club is dedicated to just the United States and Puerto Rico and all the services that are provided through the volunteerism and the membership. It all stays local. So, you know, we could have 20 exchange clubs in Pinellas County if we wanted to. Right now we have four. You know, there's always room to grow more exchange clubs because basically you say, hey, Linda says, hey, I want to start an exchange club. Well, let's get with Patsy's club, see if they can help us. And every club can, you know, help start up a new one.
Interesting.
And that's how Mid Pinellas started a couple years ago because we have Harbor Exchange Club in Safety Harbor. And then there's two in St. Pete, the Berg.
Okay.
And also Northeast Exchange. So, you know, we can always have more.
And, of course,
and we needed one Central Florida. We needed something central.
Yeah.
Central Pinellas, because, you know, even though it's not that many miles, it still takes forever to get anywhere in Pinellas
County. Well, it's
funny,
if you ever talk about somebody in Tampa, I have to drive over the bridge?
Oh, my goodness,
the bridge.
My heart.
Yeah.
No, I know, so.
And they don't even have to pay for the bridge. Go to New York and go through this on the bridge or the tunnel.
You want to talk bridges?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so Mid Pinellas just started last year, and this is our second year. And I'm the president this year, and, you know, the nice thing about exchange clubs, or it's a civic organization, so you become
a member.
So you
have a weekly meeting?
We actually meet every 2 weeks.
Well, that's nice.
We meet twice a month,
because
actually.
Some people, yeah. It's hard for them to make a commitment, sure, from Qantas or Rotary, mm-hmm, for a weekly meeting.
Right, right. And your club can decide how many meetings you want and when and what the format is, but our club meets the first and the third Tuesday of the month, and from 6 to 7 p.m. at the place where I work, which is Ready for Life.
I might have to come check out one of those meetings and
check it out. We have some hors d'oeuvres, a little bit of,
you know,
wine,
what it's interesting, and I really believe in community service. You know, I, mm-hmm, tell my grandchildren, community service is not an option; it's an obligation.
Yes,
because absolutely. You live here. And they're like, yeah, Grandma, they love putting those flags in. You know,
yes, they do.
My grandson said to me the other day, so when do I get one of those Kiwanis hats? I said, oh, you got to wait a little while for that.
That's so funny.
But it's important. And we do have a lot of wonderful civic organizations here that do really good stuff.
We have a lot. And we should all be working together. We should all be promoting each other's events and saying, hey, come to mine, come to this one. And we've done that with Exchange.
Well, that's why I'm with the show. Nice. Like, come on, tell me what, you know. So, what inspired you to volunteer at the Exchange? Because you have nothing else to do, right?
I have nothing else to do.
You're a girl after my own heart.
I'm 16 as I'm hyper as a 20-year-old, so that's just my
story.
Well,
it's like I have no caffeine in my diet. Imagine if I did.
Yeah, really.
Oh, my goodness.
I hear you. No, for me, you know, I'm from a big family, a big Irish Catholic family up north, and, you know, what's one more was always the, you know, the mantra, and always just, you're always just around lots of people, right? So growing up and moving down here, I'm like, I want to help everybody. You know, I helped in social services. I help our foster kids who are aging out of foster care, Ready for Life, and getting, you know, into the big world. But, you know, for me, it's like there's so much more out there. And, you know, it's nice to be invited by somebody to go, hey, do you want to come help work this event over here? Or do you want to do that? But it's not real organized, right? So what I like about Exchange is you can become a member, and maybe you're not the type of person who can work full-time in a nonprofit, right?
Right.
Or maybe you're not the kind of person that can, you know, just be at every single time this event happens. But, you know, you can get together with your like-minded individuals. You can say, you know, like, this is how I want to give back to my community.
And I can bring my ideas to the group.
Right. So you get to meet, you get to network, you get to share that communal involvement that you and I were talking about that we didn't have during COVID.
No.
Right? You get to be in person with someone else and just let your brains, you know, go. So, you know, our pillars are Americanism, which has to do with veterans and giving those flags out and, you know, going to the honor flights. And,
no, I went on an honor flight.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
You went on one?
I had the most fabulous woman. She was from the Korean War.
Yeah.
And so I said to her, what made you decide to join? Yeah. She was in the Marines.
Uh-huh.
And she said, my girlfriend and I were walking by the office. There's a lot of cute guys in there. She said, my mother wasn't too happy about it. And then I said, what did you do? And she said, what did she say? Correspondence or something like this. And she went, zipped her lip. I can't tell you. I'll have to kill you. But what a thing, honor. For people that don't know what Honor Flight is, it's a group, and they take veterans to Washington, D.C. Honor Flight's all over the United States. And they take them to a day where they go to the monuments. And it's like, it's a very emotional day. There's a one-on-one, so there's an escort with every veteran. Mm-hmm. And when they bring them to the, you know, the different monuments, mm-hmm, it's just, and then my favorite is on the way home, they give each one an envelope with letters people have written to them. And my lady said, if you do one more thing nice for me today, I'm going to die. You know, it was just like
too much overkill.
But what
a
way to.
And then they get off the plane, and there's all these people there. And
oh, my God. And they got the girls dressed up. And then they give them a book from the day.
Really? Wow.
Because what we have today, we can do that kind of stuff. So they're given a book, a hardback book with photos from the day.
Right.
When they get home.
Right. So we like to do those kind of things, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we just did one last week. This week, actually. We said, all right, who wants to go? So four of us came and went and represented our club and just.
Well, veterans are very loyal.
Aww.
You know?
I love our veterans. I love them. Every time I hear the national anthem, I just tear up, you know?
Yeah.
My father was in Marines and my brother was in the Air Force, and, you know, just think about, I think about what every veteran has gone through, whether it was past, present, or future, and just so thankful.
And God bless America. I don't want to live anywhere else.
Right?
I'm so glad that I have you, and I'm so, you know, I'm just so blessed.
I know. So we got to help our veterans. So we always find unique ways to help our veterans, and there's other things going around in the community helping veterans from the exchange clubs, too. You know, so the spaghetti dinner in Safety Harbor on November 7th, and that's great event. Yeah.
So is there one master website or the individual?
There's a national website for national exchange clubs, and then you can find any club in your area. So if you have listeners from all around the country, you know, they could find a local club near them as well. And then on Facebook, we have all of our local clubs and just clubs all around the country as well. So ours is Mid Pinellas Exchange Club on Facebook.
So if somebody wanted to start a club, it'd be great if they came to your meeting, you know, whatever, and see what it's about and something like that. Is there a fee involved? Are there dues involved? Do you pay, like, to a national? I'm just trying to get, because people are thinking this out.
It's a membership organization, so National Exchange, we have a membership that we pay dues to them, and then we have a local part of that.
So but it's not a lot of money.
For our club, it's $20 a month.
That's what ours is,
too. And that pays for your national part of it, and you're connected in the national to know all the wonderful things that are happening.
Yeah.
There, and insurance if you need it for an event, and just a lot of support, and all the brochures and marketing materials.
And of course, I think as any civic club, we're looking for some youth here.
Right.
Wouldn't it be nice if we could get a group together of some youth to start a new chapter?
We do. We have Excel clubs.
Tell me about that.
They're for youth. They're for, children and young adults who want to have a club, and they're hosted by, you know, someone from
a senior exchange club.
Yeah. And so there are Excel clubs. There's actually an able-bodied person. I forget what the name
of the club is. I'm one of the youngest one in my Kiwanis group.
the abilities. And this one's for Special Olympians with disabilities. And they have their own club, too.
Do you work with the Disability Achievement Center?
We don't in our club at this level, but there's something for everyone. So you can make a club out of any population that you want to, any adults and even the teens have a place with Excel.
My mind's spinning.
Go for it.
Yeah.
But the other things, just so everybody knows, the other thing that Exchange does nationwide and locally is we help with youth programs, and we're always doing something for the youth, whether they're involved in you know, just anything in the community. If there's a underwear drive we did for clothes to kids, and, you know, it's like, let's see if we can gather 600 pairs of underwear.
And before you know it,
we did 400. We did over 600 this year.
Before you know it, exactly.
Right. And so,
because people want to help.
Right.
And if people can just help with some socks or some underwear or something, that's a big deal to somebody.
Yeah.
You know, years ago, I used to run a professional women networking organization, and That Thanksgiving that year was a tough year of family nonsense, whatever. So I said, you know what I'm doing for Thanksgiving? I'm going to go feed the homeless Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. My husband went with me, and it was lovely. Mm-hmm. And when we were driving home, he was kind of depressed, and I was like, up. And I was like, what? And he said to me, you know what? I used to judge homeless people.
Oh, yeah.
He goes, but my eyes were really open today, you know, because you're chatting with them and everything. And he said to me, do you think we could get them all cigarettes? I said, no, I don't think, because they kept asking him for the cigarette.
Ma.
Yeah, and then he said well, maybe we could get them socks.
Aw, that's
And good. I said, okay, so I went back to this networking group that I had, and it was, I don't know, 3,000 pairs of socks or whatever, before you knew it. And the year later, like right before Thanksgiving, people just bought socks and underwears and stuff and left them by my front door, new stuff.
Right. They know. You're going to take them.
Yeah, and they know where to take them.
It happens to me all the time, too. Because we collect clothes and things.
Oh, my God.
Patsy will take them.
Recently, I went home, and there was like 5 cases of Depends in front of my house.
And you're like, score.
Yeah, can I fit them all in my car, though?
And you're like, neighbors, not for me.
Yeah, but I knew where to bring them. So That was a really good thing. So, so I'm so glad we met today, and there's so much things we can talk about and other ways that we can work together. But tell me a little about Ready for Life.
We
have a few
thank
minutes.
Thank you so much. Well, Ready for Life is a nonprofit.
And we'll do another whole show about that, but go ahead.
Great. Ready for Life is a nonprofit that helps youth as they're aging out of foster care. So many foster children don't you know, when they're turning 18 or even a little bit older, and if they're still in foster care at that age, that means they don't have any place to go afterwards.
Right.
They don't have the family to go back to.
Right.
And so after they age out and they're done, it's like, what now?
Right.
A lot of them are instantly homeless.
And they're kids.
And they're kids. And you know, the average age that a child stays with their parents' support, not necessarily in home, but with their support, is up to age 27 now. 27 before we let go.
Yeah, yeah. Some are 40.
Some of them are 40, right. Yeah, that's a whole nother story.
But really, it's a scary world.
It is.
And
it
for,
is.
For a young person. Yeah. And all right, so how
so
do you help them?
We have a support center. We have a place where they can, if they're homeless, they can take a shower and they can get food and fill their bellies, fill their instant needs as they come in the door. And then, as you know, they can stay as long as they want. It's from 15 to 25-year-olds who, you know, were involved in the system at some point, some way, and just want some extra help. So there's life skills classes, and there's mentorship that we have. There's all sorts of events going on to help support them. And so this afternoon, I didn't come in costume, but I'm partially in costume. You just don't know it. We're doing a big Halloween event, and there's a lot of children of the children, you know, so these kids age out and then they become parents themselves, so we help those kids too.
It's
so
interesting.
We've helped, you know, prevent generational child abuse by helping those parents. And we just, National Exchange, it ties back to Exchange, because the National Exchange Club has a child abuse prevention is the national model, and we're also involved in a lot of that, but we're talking November and vets right now, but we'll talk about them later.
Yeah.
But National Exchange Parent Aid Model is something that is evidence-based, and it's part of the CAP Center, Child Abuse Prevention Center, and Ready for Life just became one of those. So they're going to do in-home work with parents who are young parents who just might need that extra help to just give them what they need. And it's in-home, and your children can be up to 17, so it's not like that early childhood development piece. It's any piece that you need, and we're hoping to expand that as well over the years. We will expand it, but we'll expand that to just be a preventative resource in the community, so that people can say, like, hey, they might need you. Just like they give you stuff, they call us, say, we might need you.
Yeah,
you
know? And that's what we gotta do. We have to share whatever we're going through.
Right.
You know, at one time I had custody of my grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was a whole ball game.
Oh, yeah.
And so at one point I ran a support group, and it was called PASTA, Parenting a Second Time Around.
Oh, I love
grandparents
that.
Taking care of their grandchildren.
Uh-huh.
Because there's some shame in there. There's a whole bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I can remember, it was at Seminole Elementary, that they made up a flyer and they put it in the kids' backpacks. And my grandson came home. And he's like, you think you could lose your picture? I'm like, yeah, I think I wasn't thinking.
Sorry.
Yeah. But it all worked out. Well,
funny.
Now it's time to hear from our wonderful partners. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today, or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week, so check them out.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library, or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help, because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
We believe the power of the human body and mind can do amazing things, and that tapping into that power, not just tricking it with a temporary disguise, is possible. Superpatch technology uses a special pattern and vibro-tactile technology to help you go from feeling blah to hurrah. Now, once the superpatch is in contact with your skin, it triggers a neutral response in the brainstem that helps you tackle your daily problems head-on. Whether you're struggling with pain, balance, stress, or focus, we have a solution that might be right for you. With Superpatch's 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Hi, this is Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers. I started using the Liberty Patch over 3 years ago. I used to be a tripper, but since wearing a Liberty Patch, I haven't tripped once. The Liberty Patch is proven to reduce the risk of falling by up to 8 times. And as we all know, if you prevent the fall, you prevent the call. Don't wait until it's too late. Preventative solutions are the answer.
Superpatch does not claim to diagnose, treat, or cure illness. Superpatch is FDA registered. To receive 25% off your first order, go to sticktoit.info. That's sticktoit.info and learn more.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
And we're back. So where can our listeners find you? I see here on the flyer for the expo that you have a Facebook page.
Yeah, we do. It's facebook.com and then the / Exchange Mid Pinellas.
Okay, and where can they reach you for Ready for Life?
Yeah, the best way is just to either go to our website, readyforlifepinellas.org.
Okay.
You can also email me directly. I love taking emails and seeing what I can do to help people. pstills@readyforlifepinellas.org. P-S-T-I-L-L-S.
There you go.
readyforlifepinellas.org.
All right, we have some events coming up. So we have attorney Sean Scott is giving a free seminar, Medicaid Now and in the Future. He's also one of the keynote speakers at our conference. This is Tuesday, November 14th at the Palm Harbor Library from 2 to 4. So if you're interested, you can RSVP at 539-0181. He's really easy to talk to. He's been doing this for like 32 years and never missed a Medicaid case. So go and get some information. So I get an email yesterday from a woman, and she said to me, am I still doing support groups? And I said, yeah, I'm still doing support groups. She said, well, my mother used to come to your support group 10 years ago when she was taking care of my dad. And then my dad passed away. And she said, guess what? Now my mother has Alzheimer's and I'm taking care of her. And I remember that she found a lot of comfort from the support group. So I was like, heck yeah. I do support groups live. I do support groups via Zoom. I do a journaling workshop every month via Zoom. I do a lot, you know. But besides me, there are other people that do support groups. I'm not the only girl on the block. So if you go to my website, lindaburhans.com, and you look under events, you'll see what support groups that I do and that other fabulous facilitators do. And I can't tell you how important it is to get yourself into a support group, because you don't know what you don't know. And you're going to get to the facts a lot easier, you know, if you're talking to people that are in the same boat as you and that they know what's going on. So please think about doing that. Also, there was another one I had here. Let me just look. I'm looking. I don't know what I did with it. But my conference is coming up November 14th, 15th, and 16th. This is the 5th Connecting Caregivers Conference. So we have 19 speakers over 3 days. It's totally virtual. It's totally free for caregivers. You just go to connectingcaregiversconference.com. Now, I know it's difficult. You can't sit there for 3 days watching all of it, especially if you're a caregiver. But anyone who registers for the conference within 30 days will receive all the videos from the conference to watch at your leisure, to share, or to just rewatch. So our keynote speaker is Dr. David Bernstein, and he's going to talk about creating health, joy, purpose, and resilience, choosing the soundtrack of your life. And he's just a fabulous speaker, and he has a bunch of books. And then we have Ryan Hurd, who's designing homes for the future, wellness tech for the aging population. We have the VA. We're going to talk about help and hope for dementia caregivers. Then we'll have some sound bath healing. And then we have our friends from A&E Corner. And then we have Dr. Brittany Lamb, how to avoid the top 3 mistakes as a medical decision maker for your person living with dementia. And then Officer Joel Quattlebaum, How to Avoid Senior Scams. And that's just the first day. So please share this information with anyone you know, because when you know more, you can do better. And I love it. You know, I just did a live speaking engagement a couple weeks ago, or the week before last, at Arden Courts. And the people that attend are the people that care. They're the people that want to make a difference, because caregiving is not all about pooping and vitamins and feeding. It's about finding solutions. It's about making contact with your loved one. It's about spending time with your loved one.
So important.
Yeah. Sit down with your loved one. Spend some time. Hold their hand. Touch them, touch them, touch them. Who doesn't want to be touched? And now we're coming up to the holidays, and this is a story I hear. Well, the kids, the grandkids are coming over, and they don't really know how to talk to grandma anymore, and she doesn't really make a lot of sense, or she just keeps talking about things from 100 years ago. And so this is what I want you to do. Find a quiet space in the house somewhere where a mom can go, where she just has some quiet time, because especially if she has Alzheimer's or dementia, all those people around can be very distracting and can be very agitating. It can be agitating to me, and I don't have dementia. And then I want you to do is I want you to create a memory box. So if your mom was a Girl Scout leader, go online and print out some pictures of Girl Scouts and write down her troop number. Mine was 1410, in case you need to know. If mom was born in Brooklyn, pull out some pictures of Brooklyn. Put some recipes in there, because then you can pick up something and say, Grandma, I didn't know you were a Girl Scout leader.
I sure was.
Right, and that's exactly what happens. Yeah, and the conversation, so first of all, you learn stuff about Grandma you never knew before, and now you have a nice conversation, and you make a nice day for Grandma, because that's really what we want, right? Yes. So please think about that. It's really simple to do. And tune in next week for another great show. If you need me anywhere, you can just find me at lindaburhans.com. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.